Good day, friends. This is Dr. Michelle Aligday for Coffee Break. You are watching this live in my page, Michelle Aligday, here in Feast Books and also in Feast TV YouTube. So I am Dr. Michelle Aligday. I am a speaker. I am also a family psychologist and, of course, a proud Feast Books author. So join me in this conversation. I call this a Care for You series. So for the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about self-care. We're going to talk about self-care na parang nakikita natin sa lahat ng mga marketing strategies. Naririnig natin sa lahat ng mga hugot ng tao. Hindi na ako nakapag-self-care. Paano nga ba mag-self-care? Kailangan ba mayaman ka para makapag-self-care? So, it can be basic, it can be very profound, it can be very realistic, but this afternoon, either you're watching this live or you're watching it on replay, let's just sit down over coffee. That's why my show is called Coffee Break, and let's talk about how we can actually show up for self-care. Can you just tell me, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear show up? Show up. I think we've heard this, naging coined term yan this past years, no? So, show up. While we're waiting, let's greet the people here. Hello, everyone. Can you just tell me, nag-self-care ba kayo today? Anong ginawa mo? Did you show up for work today? Are you doing something good for yourself today? Yan ang maganda nating pag-usapan. So, again, meron na nagsabi. Chessie, be present. Yes, that's something that I'm going to dissect later. What else? Meron pa ba? Meron pa ba tayong mga insights? So, while you're watching, tell me, what is it that you do for yourself today? Did you show up for work? Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, di ba? Parang, oh my God, hindi ako prepared para sa meeting. May presentation ako, hindi ako ready. And sometimes, when we are in a middle of a rut, we're in the middle of a struggle, we're in the middle of a difficulty, you had a breakup. Last night, nakipag-break ka. Today, meron kang major presentation sa buhay mo. Meron akong kilalang gano'n, nakipag-break. Yung parang that week, tapos the following weekend, board exams niya, nakipag-break yung kanyang ex during that week. O, di ba? Ang galing-galing. But you still need to show up for the board exam. It's a life-changing thing, right? Another thing is that pag lagi ka nalang marupok, pag lagi nalang pakiramdam mo, ikaw yung iniiwanan, ikaw yung nasasaktan, ikaw yung laging oo ng oo, ikaw nalang yung lagi nalang ako, yan, yung mga ganyang feeling, meron ba dito sa inyo na gano'n yung pakiramdam? So, lagi nalang ako yung marupok, lagi nalang ako yung ganito, lagi ko nalang silang pinagpipigyan. How do we really show up for yourself? And I know that many of you, somebody here is watching us, si Chessie. You're gonna be a third-time mom. And a friend of mine here, Flo, where are you? A first-time mom. Some of you are mommies like me who are raising high school kids, and then papasok na sila sa school. So paano nga ba yung bago nilang sistema? So how will it be? So here, we all have feelings of uncertainty. We all have feelings of even fears, anxiety. Yung iba naman ang pakiramdam ng mga mommies, parang we are headless chicken. Diba? In many stages of motherhood, we feel that. We feel that. We are headless chicken. Do you feel that way? Sino dito yung ganyan? Parang, ano ba talaga yung uunahin mo? Yan. Paano naman talaga sinabing magkakaroon ka ng oras sa sarili mo eh laging nakalatch yung baby? Yan. Lalo na ngayon na breastfeeding month. I'm a breastfeeding mom also when my kids, of course, were younger. So, that thing, di ba? Parang, paano nga ba? And then, there are people, there are women, there are those who always want to be to project themselves as strong. Yan, di ba? Parang masyadong strong-strong ang tong taong to. Umiiyak kaya siya? Nahihirapan kaya siya? No amount of vulnerability, no amount of emotion can be traced in her face or in his composure. Tao ba talaga siya? So bakit ko sinasabi itong mga ganitong bagay? I would like us to realize that these things happen. Many things can be happening to us. And I have this quote about self-care and showing up. Self-care is actually showing up for yourself, Not when life is easy, but when things are hard. Yung mga bagay na sinabi ko sa inyo, we all have our various struggles. Kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan mo, kung ano man yung hirap or challenge mo today, don't you want to reflect about that? That self-care is showing up for yourself, not when things are easy, but when life is hard. And if you come to think of it, during the pre-pandemic, diba, ang daling mag-self-care. After work, for example, for me, after a commitment, after a meeting, ay andali ko mag-self-care kasi yung oras na, halimbawa, intayin ko yung husband ko to go home, meron akong window of time to go window shopping a bit, to get my nails done. So, meron akong oras na natatuck in para sa sarili ko. But then you realize the never-ending changes that we experience this pandemic has actually change so many things in our lives. Literally, it changed our routines. It changed the patterns that we know how. It changed the way we do life, the way we actually take care of ourselves. And for all you know, nandun pa kaya, hindi ko na mahanap, ako personally, hindi namin mahanap yung masahista namin. Hindi ko na rin alam kung open pa ba yung nail spa that I go to. So, it's like, wow. All these changes. So, paano na yung self-care mo? Pero, hindi tumigil ang buhay dahil nag-pandemic. Tama ba? Friends, kung kaya nyo lang isulat, what really is the biggest challenge for you this pandemic? Not just the COVID, not just being sick, but in being life on lockdown, life on quarantine, what's the biggest change? Could it be burnout? Could it be that you feel that there's less meaning, no sense at all, parang ito na lang ba nangyayari, ayan, paulit-ulit na lang, there's this routine, and then there's less purpose or a different purpose. Bakit pa paulit-ulit ako dito? Kasi literally, I would go back to the statement that I said that showing up for yourself, not when life is easy, even if things are hard, because it was very, very, very hard to do self-care pag nahihirapan tayo. Tama ba? Yung luhaan ka, sugatan ka, or toxic ka sa work, alas 10 na nagkatrabaho ko pa rin. Self-care, hindi pa nga ako naliligo. Anong oras na? Dapat natutulog na ako ngayon, hindi pa ako naliligo na dapat morning bath ko. That alone. So, kailan mo aalagaan yung sarili mo? Because in reality, life would always give us a different package. Diba? Yung minsan we feel that parang, ano na naman yan? Bago na naman yan? Di pa natatapos tong isang overlap? Parang talagang pag may nangyayaring ganito, dapat mangyari ito. Come to think of it, who among you have those? Ngayon ba nakipag-break? Ngayon ba nangyari ito? Eh, nasa bahay lang naman eh. Bakit kailangan natin alagaan yung sarili natin? So, you know that show up, narinig natin madalas, just show up. Basta dumating ka lang. But let's remove the just. Because when you say just, gawin mo lang, just pakita ka lang. Parang we're just winging it. Diba? We're just winging it. Masabi lang, magawa lang. Basta yan na yan. Without thoughtfully preparing for it. But when we come to think of it, there's a person, she's a researcher and a psychologist in the name of she has a different she has a different expertise altogether, but I read an article about her in Psychology Today, and Marcy Axelrod, she said that she quantified what showing up means through a research that she did, and she said that showing up is how we present ourselves. Maybe it can be how we present ourselves or how we present ourselves. When you say how we present ourselves, ano sa tingin dyan? Ano yung dating natin? How do I present myself to you? I show up for you today. I put on my makeup. I put on my kilay. I put on my lipstick. And I put on a smile. But do you really measure how am I feeling and what's my inner state just because of the way I look? That's really showing up. And it brings, when we show up, not just show up. When we show up, we bring a sense of agency to our lives. When you say agency, there's an action meron tayong ginagawa. And there is a deliberate intent. Showing up is actually composed of two things. O, di ba, kala nyo term lang? No, it's not! Actually, showing up is composed of two core things, two core components. One is knowing ourselves. Ganda nito, friends. Knowing ourselves. Dapat kilala natin yung sarili natin. Kilala ko yung sarili ko pag alam ko ang tendency ko, pag I'm burdened. I know my tendency when I'm extremely stressed. That really high self-awareness, that's very needed. Yan yung masasabi natin na as adults, I'm ready for mature roles. Yun talaga yun. Kasi kilala mo yung sarili mo eh. Hindi mo kilala yung ideal self mo. Hindi mo kilala kung ano yung gusto mong maging or gusto mong maging sino ka. Ang kilala mo, yung totoong realistic na, yung totoong sino ka ba talaga. Alam kong marupok ako. Alam kong ang tendency ko, wasak na wasak pag may pinagdadaanan. So, now, nakilala ko yung sarili ko. Because I know myself, I will find ways to be able to show up. Because it's hard to show up when you don't know yourself, right? So think about it. Another thing, another area of showing up is that it's engaging in conscious preparation. Engaging in conscious preparation. In short, dapat prepared. Dapat prepared. We just cannot wing it. You know, minsan gusto kong mainggit dun sa mga tao na how come they can wing it? Yung papasok sa school, tapos walang preparation. Wala ka man lang paper or ballpen. Wala ka man dun sa data. That's something that I really don't like when I was a student. But when we show, ako mismo na nagtuturo, I teach in college and in the graduate school. I know that whenever I show up, I can only be in command with my students if I am in command of myself. Are you getting the point? That I'm showing up and I cannot expect you to be prepared if I myself am not prepared. So kahit anong pagod, kahit ano pang pinagdadaanan ko sa buhay, I need to go to school, I need to attend my class, show up myself and be prepared for it. And that's really engaging in conscious preparation. Conscious preparation. Can you say that with me? So, what are the two important components of showing up? Knowing ourselves and engaging in conscious preparation. So, why showing up need to go? Kailangan natin na malaman that when we show up, we need to bring more of ourselves. Hindi, as I said earlier, you know, there are people who just wing life. And then, but when we show up, we bring more of us. We plan. We bring more of ourselves. We bring details. Diba? Nilalagyan natin ng detalye yan. Nilalagyan natin ng, ay, dagdagan natin ito. Ay, kailangan itong aspetong to. And we prepare and reflect for it. You know, if you would look, whenever you would watch Coffee Break, you know what's happening here? I really prepare by writing everything, all my thoughts in paper. Of course, I have my magic, so I have about several notebooks already. Bakit ko gustong sinusulat, hindi ko tinatype? Because this is actually my way of reflecting. It's actually my way of, sitting down, reflecting on the content, putting the outline together, so that when I converse with you, I'm just not winging it. I have an outline to guide me, and maybe I'll share with you some of the insights that I said. And that brings, when we show up, we bring a lot of things into the picture. So what are the things? There's resolve. Gagawin ko to. This is very needed. Resolve. And it gives me motivation. So halimbawa naka-schedule na tong live stream. So it gives me motivation na I need to motivate myself. Okay, this is something that I need to do. So, you know, even the act of putting makeup, that's a source of motivation for me. 'Di ba? Because I'm literally preparing. Literally, mentally, physically, I'm preparing myself to show up. Another is that there's attention that I put in my space and in myself. So, kailangan itong time na to, naka-plot dito. And even whenever I would give talks, for example, I would give corporate talks, I would make sure na wala nang gagalaw ng schedule na yon. And a few hours before that, because it's already preparation time. It's really focusing. And of course, my behavior and my choices. So, hindi ko ba, hihindihan ko ba tong bagay na to or hindi? So, it's very practical to think about that. But, come to think of it, when we apply showing up for self-care, let's apply showing up for self-care. Friends, ang tanong ko sa inyo, do you show up for yourself? Do you do self-care and show up? Literally, sabi mo nga, Flo, when you show up, you present yourselves. How you present yourselves, you know yourself and you engage in conscious preparation. So when you say show up for self-care, our topic for this afternoon, you apply showing up with self-care. Eh, bakit mo kailangan i-apply itong napaka, di ba ang babaw lang naman ng self-care? No, it's not. And for the next, today and the next 2 weeks to 3 weeks, I'm gonna dissect it and unpack it with you. No, it not. It means that we are actually, when we show up for self-care, we are increasing our self-investment. I'll repeat that. When we show up for self-care, we are increasing our self-investment or we are actually investing on ourselves. Bakit mo kailangan matulog? Eh, meron akong importanteng work tomorrow. Bakit mo kailangan mag-exercise? Kasi kailangan ko mag-move, kailangan mag-flow at mag-circulate na maayos yung katawan ko. My God, bakit kailangan mong maligo? Bakit kailangan maligo? Hindi lang just para luminis ka, para bumango ka and you will feel good about yourself. So, when we say that we are increasing our self-investment, we are giving ourselves deposits. We are giving ourselves nourishments. Isn't that? So self-care, it's actually that showing up for self-care, it's putting together, Flo, I'll just catch this, that self-awareness, what will help me? And how can I engage in consciously preparing for something? So how we when we say self-investment, it's actually also self-agency. Yung sarili natin, we are actually self, I like the word better, self-advocates. We are advocating for us. We are actually taking care of us. Kasi sino naman ang mag-advocate para sa sarili natin? We cannot always have cheerleaders around us. Minsan, sobrang lahat, may kanya-kanyang pinagdadaanan, wala nang pakialamanan. You know what I mean? And we cannot forever expect other people to tell us to stop, to tell us to do this, to tell us to take care of ourselves, because it's already a mature adult responsibility. Remember, showing up is knowing ourselves and engaging in conscious preparation. Literally, dapat alam na natin yun. Am I making sense? So here, how we present, when we show up for self-care, it's how we present how we are also, how we present ourselves, and how we are also present in our lives. How we present ourselves to others, to the world, to the people that we love, to the company, to the clients that we serve, but it's actually also how we are present in our lives. Yung bang hindi lang basta nagdaan yung araw. We are consciously aware. We are not fretting for the future, mangyayari bukas, but we're actually having whatever we have at the moment. And that's beautiful, right? It you have to learn that self-care are the things that you do. And some of the self-care activities will actually ask you to slow you down. And when you slow down, it's not because you are weak, but because you need it so that you can recharge better. Diba? It's hard for many to sustain showing up
Sino sa inyo, since nandito tayo tagdadaldalan, who among you are having a hard time in actually showing up for self-care? Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Who among you are having a difficult time showing up for self-care? And I'm too wondering, bakit minsan sisimulan ko tong exercise to and it will not work? Oh, thank you for being honest. Bakit gusto kong gawin tong healthy eating pero talagang hindi mangyari-yari? Ano bang mali? Yan. So let's just look into it. Let's just dissect it a bit, friends. Kahit na anong turo ko sa inyo, kahit pa ulit-ulitin ko to every week ng self-care, may mga bagay na kailangan nyo maintindihan. Ano yung hugot? Why I cannot just pursue it? I wanna show up, but I can't. Parang ako yung marubok, diba? So now, one of the things that it's actually why it's so hard to show up for self-care, it's because of our internal programming. Kung anong kinalakihan natin and maybe the evolution that we had. Because maybe at unconsciously, at the back of our head, pag sinimulan natin gawin yan, ang sasabihin natin sa sarili natin, oh, mag-exercise, pampaslim lang yan. Oh, hindi mo naman talaga kayang ma-sustain yan. Oh, hindi naman talaga masarap kumain ng gulay-gulay lang yan. Ayan. Parang matutulog ka, eh bakit hindi ka naman sanay matulog ng maaga? So that unconscious and internal programming can actually be the hindrance on why we're not actually succeeding. So, are you... And when we say we show up, it means also that we're catching sa natin galing yon. Because ideally, we're aware, but many times, we're not aware. Tama ba? So sa tingin nyo ba, ano yung mga internal programming nyo on self-care? Yung bang parang may kumakausap sa inyo at the back of your head, you know you're not succeeding because of this. Minsan may narinig pa ako, eh parang mo nakakain ng masaya. Paano mo ako magda-diet? Eh ang sarap ng kain ng mga tao sa bahay namin. Yan. So, think about that. So, it can be a result of your internal programming. The attitudes, the perspective of your family or yung kinalakihan mo. Yun yun. Pangalawa, habit reinforcement ay napakahirap. Napakahirap. Ayan, natawa ako dito. Okay lang naman na tumaba kasi maganda na naman ako. Yan, ang programming ko yan. Thank you, Shelly, for being so open about this programming. And that's the internal programming. So it becomes an excuse. It becomes a habit reinforcement because of that internal programming. Yan yung nagiging excuse natin. Okay lang naman na malaki ko kasi parang lima na yung anak ko. Yan, ganyan. Diba? So, another is that okay lang naman na hindi na ako mag-ayos. Mami na ako eh. Excuse me, sino may sabi? So, here, habit reinforcement. And a lot of also the habit reinforcement is that cultural norms. Parang in your culture, okay lang yan. Okay lang na hindi mo alagaan yung sarili mo. Pero friends, tingnan mo kung saan galing. Kasi kaya mahirap kasi ang kalaban natin is hindi yung mundo. Ang kalaban natin is yung sarili natin. That have been conditioned, have been patterned, that this is how it is. Ganito yung mga nakalakihan natin. Hindi naman tayo sanay ng ganyan. Wag na yan. So another habit reinforcement, ayaw mong i-give up yung habit mo ng pagkatrabaho sa gabi. Diba? So pag 6 p.m. hanggang 5 p.m. ng trabaho mo, bigyan mo yung sarili mo ng 1 hour. O sige, 6 p.m. Ayan, cut off na yan. So, paano kailangan to bukas or hindi talaga ako makatigil pag ganito yung ginagawa ko? No. You have to start teaching yourself. You have to reinforce that habit. Mahirap mag-develop ng habit, masabi na lang, I'll stop pretending. Yes! And also, sometimes, yung kasama dun sa habit reinforcement, the cultural norms is that culturally, sanay tayo na, ay okay lang yan. Okay na mag-text sa gabi about work. So really, this is a systemic thing. So kung tayo, friends, papalunod lang tayo dito sa internal programming na hindi natin ika-catch, habits na hindi natin puputulin at babaguhin, at dito sa cultural norms na tuloy-tuloy na nangyayari. Friends, paano na? Paano ka na? Paano pag naguhumiyaw na may sakit yung katawan mo? Paano na kung your mental health is at the brink of, you know, falling apart? Paano na kung talagang you're in deep pain because, you know, you're just affected by your breakup? What if really, you know, it's so hard to show up? Hindi ka makafocus sa trabaho. Paano na yan? What will you do? So you have to go back to being a self-advocate by showing up. Can you all say that with me? I'll show up for self-care. Because when you don't show up for self-care, how can you show up to the world? How can you become the best version of who God made you to be? Am I making sense there? Masakit ba yung sinasabi ko? Hindi ko kayo sinasaktan. But really, showing up for self-care, it's actually understanding again who we are and careful consideration of what's in store for us. Anong meron sa akin? So, if we have to reflect, ano na nga ba yung ginagawa ko sa buhay? Am I showing up for self-care? And these are the things that I need to challenge you. You have to invest in yourself. Pag kung ang dami mong investment sa labas, kailangan mong dagdagan yung sarili mo because your work depend on it. Your mission in life depend on it. Your family members, your loved ones, your kids, your husband depend on you also. There are many people depending on us. So paano natin magagawa yung mga mission natin sa buhay kahit na napakalaki ng mission mo kung hindi ka naman or kahit maliit lang yan. But in your own part of the world, whatever purpose that God has designed for you, if you're not going to take care of yourselves, your body, your spirit, your emotional life, and even your soul? Ang tanong ko lang dyan. So, paano ka na? Sino ang mag-a-advocate for you? How will you show up if your body is actually not, it's failing you? That's one big realization when I had COVID this past weeks. Mahirap. Mahirap talaga magkasakit. So the more that I should increase my self-care, ang tendency natin, pag tayo sobrang busy, tinatake for granted natin yung self-care. Actually, I'll be honest with you, baligtad. Kasi pag maayos yung mga bagay, hindi tumataas yung stress hormones natin. Everything is cool, so we tend to flow with everything. But when we're actually so busy and so stressed and too many things are happening, the more that we should increase self-care so that we can actually have better composure, better focus, better physiology, so we can have a better psychology, right? So here, you have to reflect that self-care can be a time of pause. It's not always push, 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 but you have to learn to pause. Can you say that with me? Pause. You have to learn to pause. Hindi sinabing stop, but self-care, it's actually pause. Whatever you do, maybe mag-cologne, maybe magpabango, maybe, you know, just wait. I just need a very good bath right now. I just want to change what I'm wearing. I want to feel better. And then that's something that's pause already in the middle of a difficult day. Sometimes, you know, we show up and the most that we can do, for example, like this morning, I started working early and then I end up that delaying my yoga. Usually nauuna yun, but it's delaying my yoga. But what I was able to do, it's not 30 minutes, but 20 minutes. Do I want to feel guilty about it? No. Because I already showed up for myself then. Kahit ayokong gawin, ginawa ko pa rin. Binigyan ko ng 20 minutes yung sarili ko. So you have to learn how to pause. Next, you have to pace yourself. You have to pace yourself. One thing that I realized in this COVID is that hindi pwedeng automatic. Hindi pwedeng kung paano ko pre-COVID, yung ratsyada lahat ng trabaho ko, ganun din. No pacing pala. So actually, I have to turn down some meetings, some things, so that hindi ko sinasagad yung sarili ko. Kasi it has to be pacing. it's phase by phase, and it's also your own pace. Your pace may be different from other people in your house, your friends. Huwag kayo magkukumpara ng pace nyo. So you have to learn to pace yourself, and that's actually taking care of yourself. So the first is learn to pause. Second is learn also to pace yourself. Huwag mong biglain, huwag mong sagarin. You have to learn to pace yourself. And the third, self-care is actually a process. Bakit ko nasabing process yan? Self-care is really a very good process. A very good process na hindi siya may automatic result. Dok, sabi mo, nag-yoga ka na, tipong 6 years, 8 years, pero bakit hindi ka naman pumapayat? Kasi hindi naman yun yung goal ko eh. Kasi ang goal ko is my full functioning, my circulation, my strength, my stamina, my flexibility, and you know, my focus. But it's actually a process that you don't automatically get. Eh, uminom naman ako noon yung juice, mga isang linggo lang, ayoko na. Eh, nag-diet naman ako, parang wala naman nangyari. Eh, natulog naman ako na maaga, ganun din, wala namang epekto. No, it's a process. Remember, whatever ailments, whatever conditions or problems that you have, hindi naman automatic na nagkaroon lang ng problema, tama? So, kailangan mong maintindihan na proseso rin kung paano turuan yung sarili mo. Remember, when you're teaching yourself to show up for self-care, ang kalaban mo yung habit, kalaban mo yung culture, kalaban mo yung internal programming. So, you have to learn that it's a process. And the last reflection point that I would like to share with you, so self-care, it's actually investing in yourself, it's a pause, it's your pace, it's a process, and it's very personal. Kanya-kanya tayong package kung paano, ay today itong gagawin kong self-care activity. Ay today ito. Ay hindi yan nag-work sa akin. Pinilit ko, I tried, but it did not work. Ang ganda, di ba? So friends, tandaan niyo itong apat na to. When you're trying to reflect and start and show up yourself for self-care, you have to consider this, that it's a pause, it's not a race, it's you have to pace yourself and to respect also your pace. Ako, I need to respect my pace in recovery. Posibleng ang bilis ng husband ko nag-recover because his body is different from mine. Sabi ko, ako naman yung everyday nag-exercise eh. Yes, but it might be that COVID has already hit me because my body is already tired and exhausted. Nandun na. Kaya hanggang ngayon, pakiramdam ko, pagod na pagod pa rin ako. So, you have to realize that it's actually, you have to respect your pace. And the third, you have to actually make sure to think about it as a process. It's not perfection, but it's a process. In yoga, I've learned that it's about progress, not perfection. It's the same thing. It's process, not perfection. We're not perfecting anything. It can be trial and error. We learn things as we go along the way, but we make it as we go along the way, right? We learn along the way. We make it along the way. Hindi yan automatic. Hindi yan 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. Walang magic formula dito. Kaya ako, minsan hindi ako nagbibigay ng tips sa ito gawin nyo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, because you have a different process also. And because the fourth one is that because it's very personal. So for me, whatever I will not share here, well, let's talk about it some more in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, so that we can make it more personal for us. We can make self-care personal for our well-being, for our health, and that we can make it more nourishing. Friends, you have to learn to actually show up. Not just for your work, but in caring for yourself. Because what will your work be? What will your life be? What will your love life be? What will breakthrough be if hindi mo aalagaan ang sarili mo? Kahit na nakipag-break ka, kahit warak ka, kahit wala kang tulog. Friends, show up for self-care. Do something that your body, your mind, and your soul will thank you for. And then the Lord will tell you, anak, mabuti yan, inalagaan mo yung sarili mo. I hope that you're enjoying this conversation about self-care. Because of that, I would like to announce to you that, ta-da! I'm going to have a book launch, an online book launch on my online book launch of my new book. Of course, under Facebooks. The book is entitled, You Can Care For You. Can you say that with me? You can care for you. Yes, you, kayo, kayo, tayo. We can care for you, the soul and science of self-care. If you try to click, I think our friends here will put it here in the chat. This will be on August 31, Wednesday. It's online via Zoom, 7 p.m. So save the date. If you would like to get to know more details, go to Michelle Alignay page. And this event is actually a fundraising. So you get to enter the webinar. You get access to the webinar. You get the physical book. The copy will be sent to you. And of course, you get to donate to the Light of Jesus Pastoral Care Ministry. O diba? Nag-self-care ka na. May libro ka na. Natuto ka na. Nag-donate ka pa. That's really showing up for ourselves. Because when we take care of ourselves, we get to take care of other people also. So if you would like to know more about this event, you can actually go to facebooks.ph or to my to Michelle Alignay Facebook page or into Facebook's Facebook page so that you can get to know more about it. And friends, it's a wonderful afternoon with you. I would like to ask you, ano ang malaking hugot or takeaway nyo ngayong hapon? Pakilagay nga dyan sa chat para next week mas masayang usapan natin. I'll see you again next Thursday for another discussion on self-care for this Care For You series. This is Dr. Michelle Alignay. It's my delight to show up for you today. I am blessed by your presence and I hope you are blessed too with our discussion here at Show Up For Self-Care here at Coffee Break with Dr. Michelle. So God bless everybody.